Thank you for joining me for today's recording of Wholesome Erotica. The following erotic short story by Lit Erotica author Shay J.S. is intended for mature audiences only and contains acts of restraint and pain play. This is another very short narration in the second person of a dominant man telling you how he makes you submit to him. Consensual pleasure of both partners is depicted in the story. Please enjoy this reading of Breaking the Brat. I wasn't expecting to go around to your place tonight, but that photo you sent me, the one of you just out of the shower, changed my mind. Then you messaged to say that you needed me tonight. That's how I found myself on your street, walking the last few steps up to your front door. You had left it unlocked for me, and I walked right in. You sat there on an armchair, legs crossed, dressed in lace lingerie, with a look on your face that made me know exactly what you wanted. I pulled you to your feet and grabbed your wrists, pulling you in close and kissing your red lips. My hands moving down you, feeling the curves of your body, your ass felt good when I spanked it, and you let out a little moan. You'll be doing more than moaning by the time I'm through with you. You could feel my cock grow as it pressed up against your body. All of me wanted you. I pushed you to your knees and ordered you to suck my cock, but you wanted to misbehave. You started taking off my belt and then giggled as you crossed your arms behind your back, refusing to go any further. "What are you going to do to me if I don't?" you asked teasingly. "You don't want to find out," I told you, and I asked a second time for you to take my cock in your mouth, but again you refused with a giggle and grin spread across your face as you moved back from me. I know you were testing me, seeing how far I'd let you get away. That's good. I like to break little brats like you. I pulled you up on your feet and threw you down on the sofa. Suddenly, the grin was wiped off your face as you looked back with surprise. Since my belt was already undone, I might as well use it on you. Your eyes grew as you saw the belt slide out from my trousers and I held it firmly in my hand. I gave you an order and you refused. "Why did you do that?" "I'm sorry, sir," you replied. But before the words had even left your lips, I delivered a blow of the belt to your ass. You yelped as its stinging force was felt across your buttocks. The mark glowed but several seconds before fading a lighter pink. "That's not good enough. Now let's try again." This time, you quickly pulled down my trousers and took my cock into your mouth. It felt amazing as you started to pleasure me. Getting wet from your saliva and sucking my cock, taking it right to the back of your mouth, I leaned back and enjoyed the feeling of my little sub swallowing my dick. You knew exactly what to do to me. Using your hands to caress my balls and wank me off, all while swirling that tongue of yours around my head, I grabbed your head and pushed my cock even further into your mouth till I could hear you gagging on it. You gasped as I pulled out of your mouth. You were quickly pushed down and another spank was delivered to your pert ass.
"I'm sorry, sir. What did I do?"
"Nothing. I just wanted to spank your ass once more to remind you who's in charge." My fingertips drifted down your ass and slightly touched your pussy. You were already wet. I had forgotten what a good spanking did to you. Your back arched as I stroked you again, this time with a little firmer touch. I flicked off the catch of your bra and it falls to the floor, exposing your breasts. "I see you've laid out one of your toys. Is this one you like to use on yourself?"
"Yes, sir," you replied.
"Well, let's just see what it does to you." As I slid in the vibrator, your mouth widened and a long moan escaped. I love it when you moan like that. You push yourself back into it as I turned up the settings to a medium pulse. My hands were free to touch and tease your body as I pleased. They ran over your spine, around, and squeezed your breasts, playing lightly with your nipple before squeezing it and moving down across your hips, right down to your clit where I started playing with you. I could see you were enjoying yourself. The vibrator and my touch were working you just right. You were moaning again as you felt it build. Your muscles started to tense and I could tell that you were close, right upon it. But I wanted to tease. Pulling the vibrator out, I spanked your ass, leaving a red handprint glowing as you turned around with a look of despair etched on your face. "Did you think I was going to let you come without my permission?" "You know the rules."
"I'm sorry, sir," you begged. "Please, sir. I need it. Please touch me again."
I like teasing you, and I'm extremely good at it.
just taking you right to the edge and then denying you. My mouth slowly takes in each nipple and kisses it. My fingers slide once more over the lips of your pussy, feeling your wetness, using it to glide all the way down and circle the outside of your anus, making you shudder. I took off your thong before pinning your delicate wrists down and spreading your legs. Your wide eyes stare back at me as you feel the tip of my cock brush the edge of your pussy, still just teasing you. As I know how much you want me inside you, I can't hold back any longer. I want to feel my cock inside you. I want to fuck you like no other man has. Take what I want and just fuck you until I come. You're going to feel me fucking you deep, every inch of my cock, sliding into you. I want to see your body shake with every thrust. I push you into it and it feels incredible. You moan loudly this time as I fill you up. I love it when you moan like that. I want you to be loud. I don't care if the neighbors hear. I want them to know what a dirty little sub you are and how right now you are paying for it. I've been waiting for this ever since you messaged me, waiting to enjoy you. I increase my rhythm and your tits bounce as I fuck you harder. I love pinning your hands back like this, letting you know exactly who's in control. You look up at me and bite your lip. Is this how you like to see me? Above you, muscles taut, thrusting into you? Does it turn you on being this dominated? You keep it well hidden, this little kink of yours. I'm glad I'm the one that gets to bring it out of you. I lean forward and whisper into your ear, telling you exactly what you are, a dirty little girl. You start begging for me to let you play with yourself, and I nod. You greedily rub your clit as I keep one hand still pinned down, reminding you who to submit to. You squeeze your pussy for me, and it increases my sensation. Your perfect body looks so good getting owned and fucked by me. I bet you're going to be thinking about this all of tomorrow. How I made you so fucking wet. How I spanked you and teased you. Made you beg for me. Please, sir, may I come? You beg. It's good to see you've learned your lesson. I nod again and it's only moments before your back arches and body tenses. I love watching your body shudder as I continue to fuck you. Such a greedy girl wanting to come first. I reach down and touch your clit, still sensitive from your orgasm. I know how much this tortures you. Lifting you up, I push you onto all fours, spanking your ass as I start to take you from behind. My hands gripping your waist tightly as I fuck you harder and harder. I want you to make me come. I grab your hair and pull it lightly. Your loud moans echo through the room. Once I'm through with you, you're going to be left gasping on the bed. This is what you wanted. You reached out to me, told me you were alone and what you needed. You opened the door to me and let me in. You knew exactly what you wanted. You were getting it. My fingernails dig into your hips as I come. I pulled you close into me, pressing the stubble of my cheek against yours. Nothing feels better than just fucking my little sub. I might have to visit you more often.
I personally had a lot of fun getting to be the voice of the Dom during the acts of sex in this reading. I personally would have preferred to have more depictions of the female's pleasure and orgasm in this story. If you enjoyed this reading and commentary, please consider following for future content and sharing with your sex-positive friends. If you have a short story you would like me to read or have any suggestions for improvement, please leave a review or send me a message on social media.